Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Unwilling Sex Study Subject. This is a rather intense fantasy, and I hope that you are both mentally and physically prepared for what is about to happen. Although the beginning is going to be quite sweet, it will not stay sweet for long. It all begins, as it often does, with you listening to something very familiar, like right now, where some hypnotic voice is slowly guiding you into a really nice state of trance. It often begins with some sort of tingling, spreading from somewhere in your body to somewhere else. It may be a feeling of relaxation or heaviness. It allows you to relax, to feel that state of trance flowing and growing through your body easily and comfortably. It may be one of those times like any other, where before long you begin sinking into a state of trance that grows and flows through your body, becoming a wonderful, comfortable feeling of letting go, knowing that it is okay. Each moment flows into the next, and before you know it, things appear to slow down. Maybe some kind of countdown happened. Maybe it's the familiarity of feelings that happen so easily, in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. Maybe your mind just drops easily and eagerly into trance, feeling comfortable, easy, blank. Perhaps you're familiar with this to the point that all those times blur together. Those moments where you enter trance, perhaps listening to a story or a naughty fantasy guiding you down. Maybe it is for arousal, pleasure or pain. Maybe it's just a rest, to relax, to drop into a deep sleep without thinking. Most of all, it's about a nice, comfortable state of trance. And before you know it, you just a blankness that settles upon you with comfort and complete nothingness. Or maybe some thoughts still present, poking around, and it doesn't matter. The thing that does is that the place around you might have changed. Surely no time at all has passed. It's not like you could have been drugged and dragged here without you knowing. Things like that don't happen. Except that you're in a room. There's a bit of light in the ceiling, and the rest of the room is covered with a pale white fabric. The floor is soft, not exactly comfortably so, but if you were to fall, you couldn't even hurt yourself. The walls are as well, and the door, the frame at least, is just as padded as the rest. A little window, barely more than a slit. Why are you in a padded room? And where are your clothes? I wonder how long it took you to realize that you're completely naked. A room that absorbs any sound. Even if you were to call out, it would do nothing. Somewhere inside, you know that these rooms are meant to keep people easily and comfortably until they are... You can hear some sounds from outside. There's a sound of keys jingling at the door and some shadows in front of the slit. The door opens quickly and two orderlies in uniforms grab you before you really know what's going on. They push a gurney in. It has leg rests, and it doesn't take long for them to just lift you. A third orderly just pulling you up, pushing you down as you try to fight, barely realizing what is going on, your mind still a little bit fuzzy from waking up in this place. You can feel them rapidly putting straps around your wrists, your ankles, your legs, your arms, your chest, even your head. The straps are tightened. They are also firmly padded. Like the gurney itself, it is not exactly comfortable, but easy to strap you down, making you entirely immobile. Your legs somewhat spread, your knees up, all tied on those rests. Your head is tied in such a way that you can't even turn it. There's a thicker pillow around your head that prevents even side-to-side movement. And just before you try to scream, a ball gag is pushed, forced into your mouth, and strapped behind your neck. It is slightly too tight, cutting perhaps a little bit in the corners of your mouth. The ball itself is not too big, but if you had any notion of time or able to think calmly, you might wonder if your jaw would hurt later. As you struggle against the way too strong straps, your helpless movements entirely ignored, you are wheeled into a corridor. Small, well-lit, grey walls. The hallways are empty. The orderlies not saying a word, not reacting to you in any other way other than what is necessary to bring you where you're going, supposed to be. There are little bumps here and there, but the gurney travels over them easily, your discomfort irrelevant. And then you are wheeled into a large room. It is slightly warmer there, the lighting nicer, almost warm, compared to the cool lights of the corridors. It's a big room. You try to look around, but with your head stuck, staring straight up, all you can do is move your eyes, barely able to take in what it is. It looks a little bit like an auditorium. Rows of seats in a semicircle facing a large wall with a giant screen on it. The screen is still off, and the lights above you are somewhat bright, and it is not pleasant to stare up the whole time. There's some murmuring and chatting among the people that are there, many of them wearing medical uniforms of some sort. Students, possibly. Another door opens on the other side of the room. The orderlies have already left. He didn't even notice them. Two people come in, probably a professor and nurse. They move to the lectern in the center of the room, and they look at the various students. They place something down, and the nurse goes back out of the room, coming back with a cart full of something. It's difficult to look at it. You can hear the sound of the professor's voice talking, silencing the students and drawing their attention. At the same time, the nurse is placing various electrodes on your body, both in obvious places as well as some more subtle ones. It takes quite long to make sure that they're all in the right place. Chest, hips, crotch, legs, arms, also on your neck, forehead, temples. After all the electrodes have been placed, some more time is spent to make sure to verify that you are strapped down properly. Your eyes still wildly looking around, any attempt at making sound mostly ignored by everyone. The professor begins the lecture. Apparently you are a sex study subject. The professor ensures the students that you are here entirely willingly, and that today's subject is sexuality, pain, and pleasure. How the body can be forced even when the mind may not be part of it. In the corner of your eye, you notice that the screen is springing to life. You're able to look at it somewhat, and there's an enormous amount of information on it on how you're feeling. It measures everything. Heartbeat, temperature. There are several measures for arousal and pain responses. Somehow it even looks like they're trying to measure blood pressure in certain places to check if blood flow is increased towards certain areas in your body. As the professor continues to talk and explain what the purpose of this is, talking about how sexuality is both a mental and a physical process, the nurse begins to use what can only be described as toys on you. small vibrator at first, moving over your neck, your chest, nipple. You can see the professor pointing at various parts of the screen, showing how your body is responding. It's strange, nobody is reacting to what you're doing as such. Even as you try to struggle, your screams or sounds heavily muffled by the ball gag. Nobody cares. The vibrator is moved further over your body, just a tiny one, a high noise with very soft, quick vibrations. It is placed down, running over your stomach, your upper leg, and of course a little bit over your crotch, maybe even a bit further down. But it's only a tease. You can barely see the nurse's expression hidden behind a mask, just a normal mask covering their mouth and nose, as if they do not want to influence the experiment in any way. Their eyes seem focused more than anything else. The professor points to a bigger toy, a stronger vibrator. The nurse picks it up and begins to apply it to your body. Again, there seems to be very little care on how it's applied to you specifically. It is a methodical, clinical approach. The vibrator moving in a pattern that has undoubtedly been written down in a textbook somewhere. Some of it is on the side of your chest. Some against your inner thighs. Some of it is directly pressed down between your legs. The vibration itself is changed in intensity a few times as the professor continues to explain, pointing at the big screen showing your every reaction in detail. The movements are continued. It appears practiced. Your body is responding, unwilling. It can't help itself. The stimulation is creating arousal in certain places. On this screen, there's a clear indication of this. A raised temperature, change of the heartbeat of your breathing. Whether you want to or not, your body responds. The next implement is a bit more strange. While the handle looks similar to the previous large vibrator, the tip looks like a piece of glass. When you hear a strange buzzing sound at first, you may associate it with vibrations again, but no. Little sparks jump from the tip to your skin as soon as it is brought nearby. Again, the nurse makes sure to follow a path, predetermined. Your reactions themselves are recorded, but they are not responded to. The electrodes record every little thing, whether you want to or not. And the nurse is careful enough to not let the tip of the device come near any of them, although some noise is obviously expected. They manage to zap the more sensitive parts of your skin, especially close to your nipples and your stomach. your inner thigh again, and of course between your legs. They make sure to let the sparks travel along wherever they can, hitting the most sensitive little things. What makes it even worse is when they switch out the tip for something metal. The spark suddenly feels so much more intense, almost sharp, as if they're cutting into your skin. You can smell the ozone in between your own struggles. And of course, they're still following a pattern, a path, making sure that every part of your body is reacting. And the final zap occurs exactly at your most sensitive spot. They know. Some other small things are grabbed from the collection of implements. Clamps placed both on your chest and between your legs. Make sure that their continued pressure elicits a different response. You begin to realize that while your body may be feeling pleasure, they are not letting you have more. As soon as any part of you gives any indication of getting too close to an orgasm, they let off. They slow down. The professor stands close for a moment and shows how the different parts of your body are responding, flushed, reacting, how they're eagerly opening themselves up, whether they want to or not. A medium-sized dildo is grabbed as well, lubed up and slowly inserted. The lubricant is cold and uncaring, and the pressure inside of you is unusual with all these eyes watching you. What makes it even worse is that it happens with a sort of clinical smoothness. They know exactly what your body can take. They know exactly what they can do and how far they can push it, until they press it down nice and deep and begin to move it, slowly thrusting, the nurse making sure that you feel every thrust. The larger vibrator is picked up as well, this time pressed into a very comfortable place. The vibrations truly reverberating inside of you, quickly pushing your body to an edge, but as soon as it gets anywhere near, the movements stop. You can hear the professor still talking, some of the students asking questions, pointing, notes being scribbled, texts being typed. And as soon as your body adjusts, the thrusting and the teasing begins anew, the vibration sometimes touching the dildo, making sure that those feelings reach deep inside as well. And again, stopping just before it gets too nice. You can even hear the professor compliment the nurse. Experience, and information from all the electrodes helping them to make sure that you only get the release when they want you to. It continues deeper, faster, harder. The vibrations feel overwhelming, but your body can take it. The clamps still there, painful, pleasurable. The professor once again reiterating how pain and pleasure are merely signals for the mind to interpret, and that the more basic parts of the brain are responsible for what happens physically, how your physiology just adapts to what's happening, and that as time goes on, they can push you higher and higher. Every time they stop just before the edge goes too far. A moment of peace, of intense frustration. I wonder when your sounds changed from struggle to moan. Everyone is watching. They can see everything. Your body exposed, open, and every nerve, every heartbeat, every pulse recorded and displayed above you. The thrusting again, deeper, harder, the feelings flowing further and further. And again they stop. They go again. And as your body quickly gets to another edge, they stop again. They know. They can see. And all of it is being done with a clinical detachment. They are observing you, watching your every response. But they don't care about you, just your body, your reactions, the data on the screen. You're being pushed to another edge before you can think too much, and then pushed again. In the distance, you can hear the professor talk about what orgasms can do, how they work, what they trigger, how there's different kinds. And as the time goes on, you get increasingly more frustrated. The thrust inside of you getting more pronounced. The vibration deep inside of you. You can hear a sound. Almost like a countdown. It feels so intense. You don't know if you'll be allowed, or if they'll just push you. And you can't help it. Your body is so frustrated, so tortured, so teased. It feels so good. You're getting so close, whether you want to or not. You just begin to get over the edge, and in front of everyone, in front of all of them, as they observe and watch, as they record everything, you can't help but come deeply and intensely. And it happens exactly when they want to. It happens exactly how they want to. As your body explodes in front of them with pleasure and pain, you feel the clamps being removed, another wave of pain going through you, as it only extends the waves of orgasm, extends the pleasure that you're going through. And for a moment, there is silence in the auditorium. You feel something placed on your face, a damp cloth. While you're still enjoying the afterglow, you smell something vaguely passing, fading. And of course, sometimes you just listen to a file, listening to a fantasy that may or may not have happened, enjoying the feeling of rest, relaxation, feeling refreshed. And it was all but a fantasy, a feeling that may or may not have happened. Your body could be sore for some reason. I'm sure it's nothing. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And nine, 10, wake. And thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy.